Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop. I'm hanging out here at Rotzi's Pizzeria on a Tuesday night, hanging out with the Warriors back in town here in Seattle. We got dudes just like spread out, eating some pizza, talking gamer talk, and drinking some beers and hanging out. Welcome back to Seattle, guys.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, first off, introduce yourself and tell us what you do with the Warriors.
My name is Marshall. I'm the singer.
I'm Roger. I play the drums.
Joe, bass guitar.
Right on. And welcome back to Seattle. What are some of your favorite Seattle bands of all time?
Favorite Seattle bands of all time? Nirvana.
Yeah.
Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
For sure. Jimi Hendrix.
There you go.
We also got, of course, the, you know, the hardcore bands. You got Trio. You got Brotherhood.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of history in this city. You know, it's a good city. Rich with music culture.
I gotta ask, guys, it's been 8 years since the last record. The new record, Monomyth, is awesome. We've been playing the hell out of it. What kept you guys away for 8 years? Just focusing on family, career, stuff like that? Or
yeah, I mean, we all got other passions outside of hardcore music, and, you know, we just do our thing.
What did all you guys get into outside? Working and having families and all that?
Yeah. Yeah, some of us got kids, and, you know, we each operate on different wavelengths a lot of the time, but it's very nice when we can all come together and do something like this.
So I'm assuming it's kind of like not going to be a full-time thing for you guys. You guys just do like play when you want to play, or are you guys looking to do like big full-time like U.S. tours, or just
you know here and there? We kind of just do what we want. That's about the size of it, I guess. Roger?
I think at this stage of the game with the band, we have guys that run their own businesses,
yeah,
and tend to families and all that stuff, and that's like a 24/7 thing right there.
Oh yeah.
And so it's pretty unrealistic for us to allocate enough time to go on lengthy tours. So
luckily you guys are established to the point where, you know, you can pick your shots and play, be smarter and not harder, you know.
Yeah, right. We're just kind of looking out for whatever opportunities,
yeah,
can work for us with our us collectively. We have like a bit of a complex schedule.
Yeah.
So we feel like we're pretty lucky that we were able to pull off this run with Terror.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So even being gone for a week is kind of challenging for some of us.
Well, we're stoked to have you guys back, man. I got to ask, though, like, with the time away from, was there ever a thought about letting the band go, or did you guys ever Did you guys always think, like, we're coming back to this, like, let it rest for a little while? And was there ever that actual thought of letting it go, or did you know that you wanted to do another record?
Well, I think it all goes back to our friendships.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been friends for a really long time.
That's awesome.
Even through all the member changes, we've all stayed friends, everybody who's been in and out of the band. So for us to do a new record, it was really sparked by Joe. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Outside of this band, like Roger said, I mean, we're close friends.
Yeah.
We've known each other since, you know, high school days and through the scene of music. Just had an idea of, hey, let's get together. Let's do a new record. I have a recording studio at my house. Roger runs a studio in Orange County.
That's cool.
And we're grateful enough to have Roger in our band, who also produces records and records. And he did all of it, producing, mic'd the kick drum to mixing.
Makes it a little easier then, right?
To, you know, from start to finish, it was all Roger. And
that's killer.
And it all fell into place. It was awesome. So,
dude, that's so awesome, man. And so it's kind of in-house, like all together. And, you know, you don't have, like, you probably on your own schedule and just kind of do it the way you want to do it.
We picked a couple weeks that worked for us, and we're just like, this is what we have to work with. And we sent each other a couple demos here and there. And then once we all got in the room, and about 2 weeks, we had a record.
And, that's awesome. And
as far as it went.
When did you start working on it? Like, did you guys have the ideas? Like, were you guys always, like, writing out riffs and, like, coming up with stuff? Or did you guys, like, all come together to write the album?
It basically came together within maybe 2 months.
Cool.
The idea came together. Next thing you know, everybody's like, yeah, I'm able to do it. And then, which was shocking because we tried to do it a couple years ago and it didn't work out. And then it all fell into place.
So you guys have always been a very diverse band, like a lot of metal, hardcore, some like hip-hop elements in there. But this new album, I feel like, is way more experimental, in my opinion. What did it take? Did being away from the band for a while, was that any kind of influence in like allowing yourself to expand a little bit and get away from, you know, maybe outside hardcore influence or something? I mean, that might be me just assuming, but...
I think the what is this, the fifth record? The fifth Warriors record. And it's also a record where one of the founding members of the band, Donnie Phillips, had a much heavier hand in the songwriting and production of the album. I think having all of the cooks in the kitchen for this one record allowed us to kind of bring all the influences that we've all had individually.
Sure.
Bring it to the table as a band and purposefully try to push the envelope of what we consider it to be the Warriors.
Totally.
Right? Because after making four records, it's very easy to just rewrite the same songs over and over again. And I don't think any of us had that intention. I think we kind of wanted to stretch it pretty far and have fun with it. And we didn't have a vision for the record per se when we started it, 'cause it came out of thin air. People started writing riffs or mouthing song ideas and recording them on voice memos. And so once we took all of this stuff together and hung out for like 2 weeks at his house, it created itself in a way, which is really wild. Everything from the lyrical content, the imagery, everything, it just kind of, everything fell into place in a way that was extremely natural.
And we don't
really know what to say about it.
Just came organic
because it's such a strange record.
Yeah.
And we know that. But we had a lot of fun making it, and that's pretty much all that really matters.
Exactly. It's strange, but it's great. So, I wanted to ask about your new label, Pure Noise. A lot of great stuff coming out on Pure Noise Records. How did you guys get connected with Pure Noise, and how is it any different than your past labels like Eulogy or Victory Records? Is there any difference to you guys? Or
Pure Noise is the best.
They're great. We love working with them. Everything, once they became interested, it all just fell into place. This whole record, everything fell into place.
That's
nothing
awesome.
Was fighting and pulling back in anywhere. It just kind of, everything cruised along, and we ended up with Pure Noise, and they've been fucking amazing. So
that's really cool. Right on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of excitement around that label with a ton of bands on there. And
great signings. Their lineup's incredible.
I got to ask about your label mates, Knocked Loose, covering the Warriors. What was your reaction when you heard the Slings and Arrows cover by Knocked Loose?
I thought it was sick, dude.
Yeah.
Those guys are heavy.
Yeah.
And they did a good job, so, I mean, you know.
Did you know about it before it happened? Like, did they ask about it, or did you just hear it, like, the rest of us heard it?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it was awesome. And they did it really good.
They played it for us. They played it for us when we went to Pure Noise.
Okay.
We just did a visit at the office, and they're like, "Oh, we have it," you know, before they released it, and so they played it for us, and they're just like, "Fuck yeah, this is great."
You're like, stoked, "All right, shit, man."
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Pass the torch, man. Those guys are fucking killing it.
That's awesome. All right, man. Well, let's go a little bit further back. Let's go around the table here. What was the first CD that you purchased on your own? With your own money, not given to you by a cooler older brother or your grandparents. First CD, tape, vinyl, whatever, physical media, whatever, first album you purchased.
Out Come the Wolves.
Nice.
Rancid.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Cassette tape.
That's awesome. And how about you, man?
Craig Mack.
Oh, yeah.
Flavor in Your Ear.
Bad Boy.
It might have been Nevermind.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
hard.
Awesome.
It's hard to think that far back. I'm old.
And what was the first band that got you into heavy music? Start with you.
The first band that got me into heavy music?
Maybe like hardcore or metal or
It would be Bad Brains.
Nice.
Yeah, my older brother showed me Rock for Light when I was a little kid, and I was like, this is the craziest thing I ever heard.
This is some weird stuff.
Yeah.
That's great. Bad Brains are great.
Yeah.
How about you, man?
Oh, what was the question again? I'm sorry.
First band that got you into heavier stuff, like hardcore, metal.
Oh, Rage Against the Machine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you going to their Tacoma Dome show?
I really want to. I don't know yet.
It's expensive. But
yeah, it is. That's a big spot, too.
It is, too, man.
Yeah.
Sold out in like 10 minutes or something.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be sick for sure.
And how about you, man?
Let's see. Heavy music, I'd say Snapcase. Incin, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Victory Style, was that?
Yep, I had a Victory Style.
When that compilation came out, that changed the game for me.
They just did that California Takeover this weekend, or past weekend, with like Earth Crisis, Strife, and Snapcase.
Yeah.
All right, guys, well, if I were to, you know, we're drinking a couple beverages here. If I were to basically get you guys drunk, go to the karaoke bar, what would be your go-to song that you would sing? If you had to sing a song for karaoke,
Hank Jr., Country Boy Can't Survive.
Nice. There you go.
Doing karaoke is like probably my largest fear on the planet. So, man, I don't even know.
But you got to do one, just one.
I'd probably sing like a Depeche Mode song.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
I Feel You or
Getting
something.
Your Feelings. Yeah.
Yep.
Dwight Yoakam. No, I don't know, man. I have no idea.
That'd be good. I like it. All right. So last couple questions here. If you could go into a time machine and play in one band during any era for one night, what would the band be and what era? Say like Death during their Human era, Rage Against the Machine during their Evil Empire. You get the question?
Motorhead, 1985.
Yeah, dude. I don't know if you'd remember that night, though, but he'd be badass.
probably like being Metallica on the Guns N' Roses tour.
Oh my god, that'd be sick.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
All right. Warriors during the Monomyth era.
Korn, Follow the Leader, 1999.
There you go. And just what's something you're looking forward to in 2020, guys?
My son graduate kindergarten.
Awesome. Congratulations.
My other boy graduate preschool. We got season passes to a theme park, so we're going to look forward to that. And eat some good food. Enjoy the summertime.
Making as much music as humanly possible. And perhaps playing more music with our friends right here in the Warriors.
Nice.
Yep.
And any final words for Seattle?
No. Thank you, Seattle, for having us. Always a pleasure to be here. And be psyched to come back again. The city is beautiful. You have a good scene. Thank you.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.